14 podcast presented by Sports Interaction, your homegrown sports book. Bet local. This team bangs. This team. I don't know if you're in the shock. Get closer to me. Closer to me. Let's get sensual.
We're in here. Let's get sensual
in this motherfucker. How are you feeling, Abe? I mean, this team, what a game.
We're doing the same thing as last year. You feel like
last year they didn't hit any home runs. It was the Blue Jays.
They were the Blue Jays last year, and this is feels a little bit different. Springer home run,
Vladdy to the fucking sun,
Kevin Biggio home
run. Oh my god, the 2-1 home run, the 2-1 resurgence. We have never been more correct about something. I know it's early. Listen, I know it's early. Listen, Mike Wilner style. I know it's early. But that 2-1 home run made me feel things I haven't. Like, that ball was fucking shot on it.
And what do you do?
Home run.
Two walks
and home run.
That's why you have the best 9-hole hitter in baseball on your team.
Well, dude,
that today was special because as soon as you give up the Yandy Diaz home run to start the game,
which was fine, though. It was a solo shot, right?
100%. Yeah. Solo shots don't kill you, but you finally go into a season. We talk about this team. Okay, they're not that bad. Four months. And then the first batter we see when we're playing defense, home run.
It's a home run. I will say, though, like, that was the first game in a while. And I could be stock corrected on this, but that was the first game in a while where I was like, oh my God, this team's hitting home runs. Like, when did that happen last year? They had three hits at one point, all for your home runs. Yes.
It's 2021 Blue Jays. Who fucking cares about hitting singles if you're just going to score
a single, man?
Fuck a single.
That. Today's game, and it made me feel things, man. That Vladdy home run, I got to give my flowers. We've been Vladdy haters, obviously. One war last year.
The hating of Vladdy has always been because we know he's the best hitter to ever grace everything. Curtis, we're still recording over here.
We're good. Awesome, Curtis behind the camera.
Yeah.
By the way, before we go into the game fully, let's talk about that Sports Interaction event. Thank you to everyone that showed up. It was literally packed. Like, it was
the layout of the bar.
It was a small bar. It was like a little bit of a mall, but
yes,
I will say, though, Avery's always under this impression that no one's going to show up to shit that we do.
That's just how I'll always be.
Like, there was people there that I weren't expecting to be there. Like, there was like listeners that were tweeting us. I think they're sometimes just fucking with us, but that was surreal, man. And that's going to show you the Gate 14
difference. We hit the Sports Interaction parlay too.
Yes, we hit the Sports Interaction parlay plus 1,000 Bobichet bases, Springer bases, Blue Jays money line, free as air. That game was honestly, Avery, it made me feel things. It was just the home runs, by the way,
five straight opening day wins, the
greatest opening day baseball team to ever grace this earth is the Toronto Blue Jays. 5 in a row, longest active opening day win streak in baseball. Yep.
David Schneider's dad tweeted at me after I tweeted,
you should have dunked on him. He's our guy though.
Yeah.
He's our guy.
He's like, that's a mush if I've ever
seen it. It was not a mush.
I'm just tweeting stats.
You're immune to the mush, though. You are not a mush guy. I'm the mush guy.
True.
I didn't tweet that.
No. If you have a brain bets, that's not me.
Yes.
Everything else, that's not me. I was just tweeting out stats. I was on my little behind the scenes action there.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Obviously, I tweeted about it earlier. Joe Siddle, we were denied access from Sportsnet to get Joe Siddle on the podcast. And I know people are thinking I'm probably going to rip into him this and that, whatever. But
for one, it's not his problem.
It's not his problem. So everyone that's tweeting at him, I know there's a lot of people in my mentions tweeting at him. It's not his fault. It's Sportsnet. There's no ill will towards Sportsnet. At the end of the day, we're a competitor of theirs. We're an independent podcast that's grinding for listens, grinding for views like they are. I know people are expecting me to rip into Sportsnet. I just simply can't do it. I respect what they do. They own the team that we cover, so it'd be very fucking stupid for us to rip into the Toronto, into Rogers Sports.
It was the shy thing, I think.
It was the shy thing that I spearheaded. But
at the end of the day, I'll never get mad at you.
At the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, like, I was just protecting our brand, and that's like what I was doing. I know some listeners are going to be mad we won't be able to get Joe Siddle on the podcast, but no disrespect to Joe, but.
No, we wanted Joe on.
We wanted Joe on. At the end of the day, though, we're going to go or not go without him. We're going to get the numbers we get and all type of that. I just wanted to get Joe Siddle from a fan perspective instead of like the button up version of the shows that he has been on. But there's no disrespect towards Sportsnet, no disrespect towards Joe Siddle. We got denied from it. And I know people are going to probably get mad about that.
Big media fucked us.
The big media fucked us, and honestly, man, Avery, that's more of like a testament to us. It means we're doing something right. Like, they see us in the rear view. They see what we're doing.
Yeah. Nipping out their heels.
Yeah, they see us nipping there. And at the end of the day, man, we're just covering the team we fucking love, man. And today it kind of showed.
Today was the most fun I'd had watching baseball.
In a very long time. But you got to think, man, the last time we watched Jose Berríos pitch, he got pulled in the fourth and the third inning of a wild card game that the team lost. So
he was pitching just as well.
And today, he was pitching just as well.
Classic joke.
I know you and I talked about like the potential regression of La Machina. And man, did he just fucking dunk on the haters. He, besides that, the home run he gave up.
Yeah.
He was absolutely insane today. I know he gave up
the sixth inning where he went double. So
it was double.
George Springer needed to catch that ball.
Yes.
The bat is
yeah, was yes.
The ball lands like not even at the base of the wall. It's still on the track.
Yes.
So that sucked. George Springer should have caught it.
He should have caught that. That was a weird play.
And then he went hero mode to try and catch it again.
It was back to back. That's ball though. When you make an error, when you make a mistake in baseball, the ball always goes back to you.
And you try and be a hero.
Yeah, and you try to be a hero. He tried to be a hero, but he made up for it with that home run. So I will never chirp George Springer. But
the fact that he got out of it, because what was it? First and second after he walked.
No outs.
And we get out of it with only one more run, right? So that was great.
That's what this offense is gonna have to do, Avery, at the end of the day. Like if you get in jams like that. If you can rely on the offense to get out of it, it kind of makes the pitcher at ease a little bit more, knowing that this team put up six runs. You can give up a one spot or a two spot or anything along those lines. So
just limiting damage at any point.
Yes. And Jose Berríos was insane today. I mean, backed up that opening day start he had in 2022, which was terrible. I mean, one out, five earned runs.
As soon as we saw the Yandy Diaz home run, it's like
the Yandy Diaz home run made me a little bit sketched out. But
and now, how many innings was that in a row? It was 12 innings. We hadn't seen the Jays score
run. I mean, we went nine up, nine and down.
Yeah,
but I will say, man, Jose Berríos, tip my cap. What a fucking appearance! We got to tip our cap to other guys too. I mean, Trevor Richards out of the pen, dynamite, the Silver Fox, Nate Pearson, who we thought was dead. After that Phillies appearance, we talked about, like, when do we give up on Nate Pearson? And he just fucking shoved against the Rays. 98 on the black. He was looking incredible. So
still hate his new glove.
I'm not a fan of the new glove either. But he does have a neckbeard as well. But neckbeard Nate, as the kids say. Virgin Nate. Mono Nate.
Mono Nate. But he'll be okay.
He'll be okay. Nate Pearson.
If we can use Nate in that situation every single time where the game
to gain his confidence as well.
100%.
Yeah.
Because there was a stretch last year where he was very good.
He was insane. I mean, last year, if you ignore like two or three appearances, he gave up like two runs in like 12 innings. Like, he was good.
Do I think that maybe Wes Parson should have closed that game?
Yes. For confidence reasons, yes. Because the Rays were kind of not milking it, like throwing the towel in.
But I also think it makes sense because not a lot of lefties in that lineup. They might not use Tim Mesa as often.
Yes.
So I don't think it was a horrible place.
Pearson was absurd, but that lineup today, I mean, everyone got it. Let's go through it. George Springer.
No, never mind. Do you want a drink?
Alto's doing the drink thing, the Keegan Matheson special.
Yeah.
Throw it to Avery.
How am I supposed to catch it? No, I'm good. No beers for me right now.
Avery's got to edit this podcast out. That was bad on me. That was bad. But George Springer did what we expected him to do. Like, all spring, he was pull side homers, pull side doubles, and George Springer looked incredible in the spring. And
the first at bat was really good. He didn't hit it hard. It got off the end of the batter on the hands.
That was a nice catch by the shortstop.
He stayed on it as well. He only hit it 80, so you're not going to get many hits that are liners like that unless they're perfectly placed at the middle. I thought he was really good. And then the lineup, how they did it.
I like the two-hole.
See, I would almost change. I would have gone Bo, Vladdy, Springer, probably, with how it is. Because Bo is going to slap and get on. He's not going to do the extra.
Yeah, sacrificed power this year. 100%. You could tell,
That's just who he is now. And I think I'd almost use him to get on base more than Springer. And Springer, we want him to strike out. We want Vlad to strike out. And we want them to hit for power. So I almost flipped that, but it worked out perfectly. With
this lineup, man, it made me feel things. I mean, 2-1 out of the 9-hole. It's, I know we make the joke. Shout out True RGM. We make the joke about the double leadoff stuff, but he was that guy today. And the thing about Kevin Biggio is, and which Bassett alluded to tons of times when he talks to us, is he is a impossible at bat. Like, he doesn't go out of his zone to swing at pitches. And Kevin Biggio was that guy today. I mean, two walks, like we mentioned, a home run pull side, which we haven't seen in fucking years at the Toronto Blue Jays, it feels like.
I think he's good at the pull side bomb.
Yeah.
Him and Varsho are good at pull side bombs.
But who, like, Who impressed you the most today in that lineup that made a significant bounce back compared to last year? Because Alejandro Kirk looked good too. We even talked about Thick Jesus. Kind of got stolen on a little bit behind the plate, which is kind of something.
He got one, so he was 50%.
50%
catching runners.
Yeah.
That might be a Barrios thing too.
Yes, Barrios was kind
of. We're in the middle of getting drunk and watching the game, so you're not really looking at how quick he is to the plate.
Yeah,
I was in that area, so we can go back and look at that tomorrow, maybe. Kirk was really good because he takes a 0-1 pitch, a slider, middle that you have to hit.
Yes.
For him, two RBI single up the middle.
It's
the liners that get over past the shortstop and the second baseman, right in that area is where Kirk is really, really good.
Yeah.
I think that play was awesome.
It was just
Bichette good. Was awesome.
Yeah.
Vladdy striking out, runners on first and second. Him striking out with no outs instead of grounding into a double play is the happiest I could have
ever.
That
sounds like participation trophy shit, but it really, like,
Bo hit the double right after.
Yes.
Did he not?
Yes.
But, okay.
Oppo double.
He pulled this one because the two runners scored first and second.
Okay.
Vladdy struck out, and I'm pretty sure Bo hit the double down the left field line that scored both of them.
Bo Bichette's so good.
But that's the thing. If you don't ground into a double play, it's two outs versus one.
Yeah.
Strike out, man, for the love of God.
It sounds crazy we're saying this. Like, we prefer our generational hitter to strike out, but that's what you get from guys that are power guys.
So Vladdy's first at bat when he goes fastball down and away that he pounds into the ground at 108 and Yandy Diaz is playing shifted in between first and second. I was just thinking to myself, we're doing this thing again.
Well, the XFL merchant.
Pitch swinging again. You're going to get ex Woba out the ass if you're hitting the ball 110 every single time. But you just look at quality of contact, it wasn't great. So Vladdy hitting the home run and striking out made me as happy as I could.
I'm not going to react, man, but like even some of the approaches. And let's give our flowers to fucking offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Donnie Baseball. Give him the fucking Turtle Beach headset. Donnie Baseball.
Play card, too.
Is averaging 8 runs a game when he is at the helm. I don't even know what Guillermo Martinez is doing. They showed him on the bench, and he's just like a fan.
I said Guillermo's streaming the game with us.
Yeah,
pretty
he's
much
watching the Gate 14 live stream. I will say, man, like, Donnie Baseball, and Keegan Mattson talked about it with us, like, having it funnel through one guy instead of having multiple voices in your ear, it's crazy they took a year to figure that out. But like Donnie Baseball having the top of the food chain where it's like you listen to me and every information that comes through me goes to you guys where we're not having multiple voices, it makes sense. And again, it's one fucking game, but like that was the race. That's the Rays ace. I mean, Shane McClanahan obviously is going to be the ace, but
Shane McClanahan's not on the team.
Right, he's not on the team. He's not on the team.
Deal with Zach
and the thing is the Trout curse. Like that's kind of what we had going into it. You tweeted about
it was almost 20 games under 500 the last
20 day. Games under 500 at the Trout. So just seeing this offense kind of bang, it's like fuck, man. I see the vision that Ross Atkins has. I'm not a Ross Atkins shill.
Yeah,
everyone on my Twitter fucking mentions.
Well, let's talk. Turner wasn't great today.
Turner was bad.
IKF in the big, the only moment where IKF had to come through was the ground ball to third base with runners on first and second.
And he double play.
Could have had the ball with skull fuck.
Yeah, it was
hit off his chest, but he makes the play at first base. The IKF play he needed to make at third base, he made today.
Yes.
So
that was launched at him though. That was a high exit velo ball at IKF that he made a really good play on a slow runner, albeit obviously, but
he made the play. Like that could have easily eaten Santiago Espinal up.
It's just at the end of the day, man, like we could talk about this, talk about that, like negative, positive. It's just good to have fucking ball back. Like watching actual regular season, meaningful baseball on the television, us streaming it, which I miss so much, like being with the people, is just
I almost
great.
The streams because I know how much it's going to take, but then you get behind it
and you're just
and like, you, it's just like,
watch. It's just like, I can't even really fathom that people are watching the game and then they have us on their laptop watching the fucking Blue Jays play baseball. It's crazy. So, we appreciate all you guys doing that. But
oh, Burt Goal,
Tyler Bertuzzi, goat man, 17 tucks for two, Tyler Burt. But, I love this Toronto Blue Jays team, man. I do.
That was an awesome start to the year.
It was.
People who were down on the
stage. Last year.
But everyone at least is going to win a game tonight.
No. Yankees won. Fuck our Yankees. But what I'm saying is last year they won that game and started out 1-0 with a kind of a Mickey Mouse performance. Like they had no business winning that. Alek Manoah walked a million guys. Miles, by the way, credit to Johnny Stats, 10-8 ERA in opening day. Proved it today. He stinks. It was like a non-satisfaction win they had last year. So seeing them actually win a ball game by actually playing ball and not relying on their team being dog shit kind of helped. It was sick to see.
I love today. Today is why you watch baseball and you cheer for a team.
We're on pace for 162 and 0. I mean, I'll just say it, but I will say tomorrow having our guy, by the way, to disclose personal info to the people, we were texting Bassett. He texted us happy opening day.
I said, let's fucking go. Let's have a good year.
Bassett loves the hype video that we post with One More Time. By the way, great track. We haven't talked about that.
No,
we kind of hinted at it. One More Time. Curtis wanted All I Do Is Win, which is like fucking literally the worst song. Like a song you play like a grade 8 dance. But he wanted a bar mitzvah song.
We love Curtis.
But I didn't tell you this. So Swanee individually texted me. He sent me a video of him like blasting tracks in his car drinking Dunkin'. Like, I won't be there, but I'll be there like at the drop. I showed him the song and he's like, this is fucking incredible. So shout out Swanee. Hopefully you're doing okay. But this is how you are going to have to win baseball games until you get Romano and Swanee back.
Yeah.
You're going to have to win.
Don't let high leverage guys have to throw. Exactly. That's the best thing.
And you're going to have to win by committee. Like,
let's blow Nate's arm out this year because we throw him so often because they're up by 6.
By a million. Yeah. It's just at the end of the day, man, you're going to have to win these games by committee until your big dog, Romano, who in my opinion is one of the best closing pitchers in baseball, comes into the game. And Swanee, who is a great setup guy, he was insane last year, so the most innings of his career. That's how you're going to have to win baseball games right now until those dudes get back. And this is what this team did today, and I hope they can do it tomorrow because that was incredible to watch. We will be streaming this tomorrow, by the way, on the Gate 14 YouTube. But it's going to be good to be back Friday beer stream tomorrow. Yeah. That's going to be seen.
Pretty much all I got today. A nice little quick one.
It was a nice little quick podcast, but this Blue Jays team, I will say, I know I still have people in my comments, by the way, like, My Twitter mentions are crazier than yours.
Yeah, my Twitter mentions are fine.
You're kind of fine. I get people telling me like, oh, you're excited about this. Like, just shut the fuck. Like, just let us enjoy a win. Like, just let us enjoy a fucking win. Breakaway Max Domi. Anyways,
look at the shots in this.
Game. Yeah, the shots insane. 23-9.
Oh no, they're going the other
way. It's great to talk Blue Jays ball again. Meaningful ball.
Yeah.
Thank you for everyone that has kind of tuned in and stayed through with us towards the entire offseason because it's been like the numbers have been insane. But this is the
caring about baseball in the offseason makes you crazy.
Shit. Yeah. And it helped with having guys like Bassett, Ernie, all those guys come on for sure. But thank you guys for tuning in. This is the first Gate 14 podcast from all the way to October where we'll be talking about meaningful baseball, which still gives me chills to this day to think about. I'm excited for that home opener. Thank you guys. Thank you to Sports Interaction for hosting that event. It was the most professional thing I've ever been a part of. Like that mic we had, it's same as this, but
you screaming into that mic was the clearest.
I know, but I didn't realize how good that mic was until I'm hearing like the clips and I'm like, I am legitimately screaming in this. I'm murdering someone's eardrums, but I appreciate Sports Interaction for taking a chance on us, obviously, and trusting the brand. And they told us, they came up to us after and they said we broke all their record numbers for streams and for views and all their stuff. So we appreciate that.
It wouldn't be done without the people.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bassett Hound Dog Bump Day, Friday beer stream, the first of 2024. We will be buzzing 162-0. Let's have ourselves a season, folks. Thank you, Sports Interaction, again. We will talk to you guys Sunday night with Zoobs and YJs on the podcast. I'm excited for that to hear what their reactions are. And let's have a fucking season, folks. Love you guys, man. Gate 14 forever. We'll talk to you guys Sunday.